Hey guys, Maria Menounos here. Before your favorite AfterBuzz TV after show begins, I'm so excited to tell you that my new cookbook is out. It's called The Every Girl's Guide to Cooking. It's the quickest, fastest, easiest, most amazing recipes for kitchen newbies and chefs alike. Please check out MariaMenounos.com for more info. Buzz you later.
You're tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after show entertainment. AfterBuzz TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
Wow, wow, wow. Welcome into AfterBuzz Survivor, Korong, Season 32, Episode 6, Play or Go Home. And someone did go home tonight. We'll get to that soon. Paige is gone this week. We miss her. She'll be back next week. I'm your host, Michael Rippey. You can catch me on social media, Instagram, Twitter, at Mike Rips. I'm joined tonight by the man, my co-host.
Welcome, AfterBuzz. Welcome. My name is Jakub Winnings. You guys can find me all over social media at Jakub Winnings. And if you love wine, catch me. Grape Escape TV. Grape Escape TV. All about wine.
That's right. All right. Let's do it. So, the episode starts as the tribe, Gondol, comes back from Tribal Council. Scott was talking to Ty. He's the only one that knows Ty has the idol. And of course, Peter's scheming immediately. Peter is up to some tricks. He's talking to Ty.
He's immediately trying to form an alliance with Ty there, and then also saying, well, maybe it's time to disband the Brotherhood of the Brains. So right from the get-go of this episode, you have Peter. You know, it's done with Brains.
That's right.
So, and that's kind of a thing that plays throughout the whole episode, is this feud that's going on in that tribe as to which side Peter is actually on.
Yeah, he's all over the place. So, that's Gondol. Then we go to Chan Lo, and we see it looks like Nick is really ready to start playing the game. He is, you know, playing to Debbie. And we see Debbie, playing to Nick.
Yep.
And she calls Nick the Greek god.
Ooh la la. Do you think he's a Greek god? What do you think? Do you think he's that good looking?
I mean, he's all right for a guy. Okay. I don't really, judge that. I mean, he's decent. He looks like he's in good shape.
Yeah.
You tell us what you guys think. Join us in the live chat. Yako's checking it all out. So yep. If you have something, right, please let us know. We'll try to answer it while we talk to you. But she goes on to talk more about Nick, talking about his angular features of his face. She guarantees he can get a modeling contract.
Well, she only knows that because she herself has been doing modeling on and off.
And that's obvious because, as we've learned this season already, that Debbie knows pretty much everything.
Everything. She has done everything, so.
Right. So then we see Julia replacing Anna in Gondol.
Yeah.
Right.
This is now at the reward. Started, and Julia comes in, and she's right there filling that hole.
Right, because she had just spent the last 3 days on her own.
Yeah, terrifying 3 days. By the look of the last episode, it was a struggle.
A struggle.
So she's happy to be back.
She's happy to see people.
Yeah.
So the reward is a big one, because in tonight's reward, they're playing for food, a picnic, beverages, meat. Tuna salad.
I mean, this is paradise. In paradise. You've hungry 14 days in. I mean, that's a good just sit and let's get some food on. Let's just have a picnic.
Yeah. So you got to imagine, not just day one you're hungry. These are 14 days in. This is big. And so there's going to be a basketball component, because they got the tree mail knowing that they were going to be having a basketball component. So you saw before the even reward that Nick was practicing his shooting. He talks about how he's a point guard. Of course, Scott's going in uber confident, as he's a professional basketball player. He's got the experience. So we watch reward. It's Aubrey and Michelle started off for the teams competing, and Michelle struggles from the start.
Yeah, she can't untie it.
So she can untie the buoy. So first of all, what needs to happen is the diver needs to release the buoys. The buoys go to the surface. You need to get the buoys to the beach and then stack them up. And then that's where the basketball starts. From the last episode, I already saw that Aubrey had a difficult time swimming. So from the beginning, I was like, why did you guys pick Aubrey again to do the swimming part? Because last episode, she struggled. But then she pulled it through.
She did. And Michelle struggled in this time. So they finally, they get it. You know, Aubrey's got a big lead for Gondol. The struggle is real with Michelle. And then they get to the beach. They're both on the beach. And Scott, you know, he's got the lead to start. He starts shooting. But then it gets pretty close with Nick starting to shoot. And it's
so Scott misses the first two, and everybody's like, ooh, this guy's an NBA player. You need to make it now, yes. Otherwise his name is ruined.
Yes. Then Scott heats up. He starts making them in a row. Nick starts...
I mean, he does like... I don't know, I'm not sure, but I think he makes like seven, like six or seven.
Nick. Back. Yeah, Nick is on fire. Yeah. Now Nick has gotten the lead. Now this is intense. We're both watching. I'm on pins and needles. I don't know what's going to happen. We don't know. For the most part, Nick is in the lead. And it's looking like Chonlo is going to win. And then towards the end, Scott comes through. Gondol wins the reward challenge and is going to eat. What was your feeling about watching that reward part?
I was rooting for Scott to lose. Nick is obviously the underdog, but I'm extremely impressed with Nick at this point because he really... In the first five episodes, hasn't really showed much of himself, and that. But in this episode, he stood up, you know, and I'm proud of him, and I was rooting for him. I wanted Nick to win.
Yeah,
you know, his ego, and he talks so much about himself. But this episode, even though he lost, he delivered.
This was a defining episode for Nick. We'll continue on with him. So he didn't get it done in the end. They lost 10-8. It was close, but I found one point. Towards the end there, really interesting. As it was 9-8 and Scott's about to shoot, he's kind of taking his time. And Sidney goes to him, what you doing?
What are you doing?
And then he goes, winning, and he sinks the shot, and they win. And that is probably because he had years of practice.
Well, maybe he should have done that from the beginning then.
Yeah.
I mean, so maybe he would have done that, he would have missed one, but...
So Gondol wins, they're going to go on a picnic. That leaves me one question for you,
yes,
Jaco.
Sir.
If you're out in the wild, you got one meal, what's your favorite food or meal that you could have?
That might be a little bit cliche for Survivor, but I would just love some steamed veggies, like properly steamed veggies and some fish fillet. Just like clean, hot, super, you know, marinated. That would be my thing.
Healthy.
Healthy, and I would feel good about it. I don't know. Yeah, that's what I would like.
It's a good answer.
Yeah. What would you like?
I think I'm going to go for a chicken parmesan.
Chicken parmesan.
Yeah. What do you guys think? What do you guys want? If you have one meal, tell us in the live chat. Let us know. All right. So that's our reward challenge. Gondol is going to have a nice feast, and good for them. They deserve it. So now we go back to the tribes doing their thing. And of course, we're back to Peter again, kind of scheming. And this time he's talking to Julia, the newest member after she's replaced.
Yes, right in the ocean, they're mauling stuff over. But it's an easy target because like Jeff said at the end, you know, catch the new one when she comes in. Mm-hmm. She's going to be the easiest to convert.
Yeah. And so, of course, Peter is there. And then, you know, his partners from the old tribe, Joe and Aubrey, are... starting to scheme against Peter, wondering what's going on, because everyone is feeling...
Well, they're not... I don't feel they're scheming against him, but they're definitely getting, like, what is going on?
I think you're right. Wrong word choice. Not scheming. They're getting antsy, because they can see that he's
suspicious.
Doing, right. Suspicious of Peter, which, at this point, a lot of people are suspicious
of Peter. He's talking to everybody except them.
Right. So that's interesting, as Peter continues to figure out the game. And then...
At that point, Peter is talking to Julia... Which is great, but he's also gunning really hard at this point now for Joe and Aubrey. Mm-hmm. This is where he says, like, and he said it the first time, I think maybe second time they sang, because they ended my alliance. And he said it like three times throughout the episode.
Right.
He's really butthurt about, you know.
He holds grudges. It feels like he doesn't let things brush him off easily. So, you know, that's Peter in a nutshell. So that takes us over. Let's look at Chan Lo. We see them and we see Debbie... is now planning, it seems like, to go after Jason. She's starting to create maybe
a... She doesn't like him.
She doesn't like Jason. She wants to figure out how to get rid of Jason. At least that's what she says. And then we see Nick and Michelle. Again, we see Nick, a prominent player in this episode, talking to Michelle. Michelle doesn't really like the way Nick is talking to her. She says if it wasn't on the island, she wouldn't let him talk to her like that. And at the same time, it seems like they're not reading each other the right way, because Nick thinks he's babying Michelle and she's just taking it. So
yes.
What'd you think of that?
I don't know. She said that no way would a man like, you know, speak to me like that outside of the game. But I didn't feel what he said was that bad. He just literally told her how the cards are laying.
Yeah.
You know?
No, I agree.
And she, for some reason, didn't like that. But, that's her. But she, basically, he's thinking he's babying her, leading her through this game while she knows that, and saying, oh, I'm going to let him do that and let him think that he's doing, you know, helping me.
Yeah.
It's, can blindside him later or whatever the case might be.
That's something to keep an eye on as we move forward this season, the Nick and the Michelle interaction. And that leads us next to, we see again, Peter talking to Scott, and a really interesting moment because Joe is kind of fed up at this point. We're back in the Gondol tribe.
Yeah,
Joe
back in the Gondol.
Joe is really, now he's going to confront Peter. And he wants to know immediately, you know, remember Joe's retired at FBI.
Yeah. I'm glad this comes into play at last. Like, we've all been waiting for this to happen. Yes. When is the FBI coming in? When is CBS going to let us have it, you know?
And so Joe goes to Peter, confronts him, and he puts him on the spot, and he tells him, don't lie to me. And you could see Peter's shaking.
Yeah, he's shaking. I mean, this guy stares you straight in the eyes. You know, his eyes are this big and the whites. Did you see that
on
the thing?
Yeah.
It was scary.
Okay.
I'm just imagining myself in the interrogation room with Joe hovering over me like back in the 70s or something, you know.
Joe's intimidating.
Yeah. No, I mean the guy's an FBI agent. He knows what to do. He knows how to read body language. I mean, he caught him. It's like, yeah, if he knew it, it's like yes or no. And Peter's dancing around. It's like if you weren't dancing like that, you know, it might have been the truth, but you were.
Yeah, and Joe had every right to, because at this point we've seen Peter talking to Scott, we've seen Peter talking to Julie. I mean, Peter's talking to everyone. So Joe is not going to let that go on anymore, and he confronts him and basically doesn't like the way Peter answers him, and that leads us into immunity challenge, where Scott's a prominent player. Before we get to the immunity challenge, guys, I want to tell you one thing about celebrities.
Yes.
The winner of Survivor is going to be a celebrity. Scott is already a celebrity basketball player. But if you're curious about celebrity boyfriends' midlife crisis and you enjoy hearing stories about behind the scenes of Hollywood, are you amused by old TV and movie references? Well, then you'll love The Tomorrow Show with Kevin Undergaro. Join AfterBuzz creator and Maria Menounos' fiancé, Kevin Undergaro, along with AfterBuzzer co-hosts Roxy Stryer, Ashley Daniels, and others for all the insanity. Watch live Monday and Thursday nights, 7 to 9 p.m. Pacific time on thetomorrowshow.com or subscribe and download free on iTunes. Go to tomorrowshow.com for more information.
All right. Perfect.
Back to the show. And we're at immunity challenge. And
this immunity, yeah, you got
right?
it. Yep.
So this is a big one. And basically this one we see is going to end with stacking blocks. They're going to need height. They're going to need teamwork.
That's what Jeff says from the beginning. This is all about teamwork. If you guys can work as a team, you're not going to fail.
Right. Teamwork is huge in this moment. So... it starts with Chan Lo getting out to an early lead as they rush through, hop over the fences, and you see Scott for Gondol pulling people over, which is really good teamwork right there from Scott. And Jeff even calls him like a dad with his kids, the way he's just getting everyone over for Gondol. So Scott's really doing a good job there. And it gets down towards the end where... the middle part, excuse me, where for Gondol, Peter and Scott are going to try to push off the 20 blocks over.
Yeah.
And for Chan Lo, it's Jason and Nick. Now, Chan Lo has a big lead when they get to this point, but through this period, Peter and Scott for Gondol catch up and actually get Gondol the lead. They knock the blocks off quicker.
Well, I have a few questions at this point. With the net, I don't know why they chose Jason and who was the other guy?
Jason and Nick.
Like, Jason is way too short. He was jumping with the pole to get the thing. So at least Neil, I think, was a bit taller than that. That's the first thing. The other thing I noticed was getting over to that net that, Scott was great picking everybody up, you know, getting over. But when they had to get Scott over himself, it was a little bit difficult.
It was. Peter actually had to lay behind and then hop over by himself after. So they get, both teams get through this. Now, Gondol has the lead at this point. Now they're making the blocks. You got to stack a lot of blocks. And these blocks are heavy, as we see.
Looks like solid wood or something.
Yeah, and there's 20 blocks that you have to stack in a straight line high. So not easy. Both teams do different strategies. We see Gondol using Scott's height, trying to just balance it with Scott.
And trying to pick up the blocks.
And then
shove it underneath. Yeah.
Yeah, and then rise like that. And they're getting close. At one point, it looks like they might have it, and they start to lean, and they fall over.
Yes,
a bunch. Which
almost
is
they were in, at their last block.
Yes,
and the whole thing topples over, and they have to start from scratch.
And not only that, a couple blocks hit Joe
in the face.
In the face.
Hit him in the face.
He starts bleeding. So if you thought that the blocks were just, you know, soft, they weren't.
Because they're on foam.
Joe is bleeding, but he takes it like the champ that he is. And with blood, continues on. And then flip side of that, Chun Lo is made a comeback. And their strategy is to have
Debbie
on shoulders,
placing
the blocks. And that ends up being
the way to go. That ends up being the strategy that they should have gone the whole time. In any ways.
Yeah.
So, because you can see Ty is jumping on Scott's back, trying to do the same thing, and it actually catches up right to the very last second, which Ty said when they got back to camp, hey guys, it was only a second, which it was.
Yes, it was close. If Gondol had thought of that earlier or just used that strategy, they most likely would have won.
Yep.
But they lost, and so one person off Gondol is going to be eliminated. That's what that means. So Chun Lo is the winner of Immunity Challenge, and that takes us to the before tribal. So the teams go back to their camps, and we see Gondol, and of course, we see Peter.
Scheming.
But he does say that, you know, his strategy failed at challenge.
Well, he's owning up to it. I think he's maybe playing a hurt dog kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
He's you know, injured.
Yeah.
And so maybe feeling sorry, like, hey guys, I'm sorry, I'm taking, well, he's respectful, so let's not vote him off kind of thing. Well,
and at this point, it's kind of up in the air. No one is sure who's going to go with who. Are they going to, you know, stay with their old alliances, or is there a new one? Aubrey mentions Julia at the start, maybe like it's a blindside because she's new. Peter talks to Joe and they work things out. Remember, because Aubrey says to...
she's okay, listen, we need to keep the brains together. It will be stupid of us if we split up the brains because that gives the other guys that's on this tribe the upper hand, which is not what they want to do. And it makes sense. On paper, it makes sense. And the problem here is, like, yes, otherwise people won't have the numbers. But what Aubrey doesn't understand is that she doesn't have Peter. They don't have Peter. That's the point here.
Yeah.
So she might keep Peter now, but the next tribal council, he's going to blindside them.
Yeah. So, but we do see a point where Joe goes to Peter and they talk it out. And it seems as though they're going to be good moving forward into tribal later that night. And on the flip side, we see Ty, Scott, and Julia talking to Aubrey and seeing if she'll come over to them.
Because this isn't really a blindside at this point. Everybody knows exactly what's going to go happen.
It's almost like a stalemate 3-3, and they're just trying to figure out how one person can flip.
Who's going to flip? Where's it going to go?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and to be honest, at this point, I was watching and had no idea really where we're headed.
Well, it's so easy. Like Julia's just such an easy pick. Send Julia home. She's new, and everybody's happy. Let's figure it out next week.
Right.
It's just or you can grow a pair. And let's start playing the game. Play or go home.
Yeah.
Kind of thing, you know? And I think in the end, luckily, they started playing the game, which we saw in Tribal Council.
Exactly. That brings us to Tribal Council. So we see the tribe roll to Tribal Council. We have Peter talking about his plan failing at Immunity Challenge, copping to that.
Yeah, he's just...
We see Aubrey calling Peter out for always kind of being shady and... talking to someone else, and just, you know, there's a lot of confusion and dissension amongst the tribe.
A lot of confusion. One thing that was clear, though, is Julia, right off the bat, also pointing the finger at Peter. Listen, right as I got into the tribe, Peter was the first one to approach me to talk game. And that kind of opens everybody's eyes. That is one of the things that flipped Joe and all that's kind of that started people questioning. You know, this guy's actually a huge schemer and he just causes problems.
So in an interesting moment in Tribal Council, we see Scott just blurt out to Julia saying, original plan.
Yeah.
And
so for all of us, which means voting, obviously, Peter.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's 3-3, they don't care. Original plan, 3-3.
Yeah, and so now it's a little bit of heightened the tensions, and it's pretty incredible because right after that, we see Aubrey and Joe saying, is it her? We hear them whispering, basically, right next to Julia. Aubrey says to Joe, is it her?
Is it her, meaning their original plan.
Right, and Julia's right next to them, and Jeff asks Julia, do you want to vote? Should we vote right now? Or should we continue talking? And Julia says, let's go vote.
Let's go.
Let's put
some names on some papers, parchment.
So we're seeing them. We're seeing a lot of the names being written down. And we're seeing a lot of Julias. And there comes a period where Aubrey writes Julia.
And she is the swing vote. Julia, she's the swing vote.
Swing vote.
From the middle of the episode already.
Yep.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to do. And so CBS did a great job here doing the edit.
They did. Because they linger. They kind of freeze on a screenshot, almost like Aubrey is there thinking, and it says Julia, and she's just thinking, and then Jeff, we get the patented Jeff, I'll count the votes, and I don't know what's going to happen at this point, and so he's counting the votes, it's Peter 1, Julia 1, Peter and Julia, and Peter's eliminated.
Yeah, the last one. And you see it with the Julia crossed off, that Aubrey wrote down, Peter underneath it.
Right. So Aubrey literally got to the booth, had Julia.
She was thinking
down.
Though. She was standing there thinking. Everybody's watching her think.
Uh-huh.
She writes down the name, then she thinks some more, and then she scratches it out, puts other name down.
She scratches
Thank
it out.
Thank goodness and good job.
And that is a see ya, never so, again to Peter.
Mike, what do you think? Do you think, if you look at the whole thing, what's going to happen here? All right. Do you think they made the right decision?
I think so. I mean, Peter was such a wild card. You never knew what he was each week. You knew that he was going to scheme with something, but you could never know, is he going to be with me? Is he going to be with you? So getting him out, at least they could move along without him trying to scheme. I mean, it's hard to say who made the right decision and stuff. You know what I mean?
I mean, okay, so going from the comments here on the live feed, and thank you so much, guys, for throwing it all here on the live feed.
Yes.
A lot of Peter is arrogant, Peter is a dumbass, all that kind of stuff. Everybody's happy he's voted out, but I'm going to play devil's advocate here because if you look down at the facts that the three brains together had the numbers. So regardless of what happened next time, if they could get at least Peter there next time with them, they would have been fine. And there's also, I mean, they didn't know this yet, but then obviously the next week is the merge, but...
Yes.
So if next week comes and Aubrey or Joe is on the chopping block, they're going to kick themselves.
Maybe.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. And that is episode 6 of Survivor. Let's go to the predictions.
Predictions, yeah.
You want to start us off?
Yeah. I'm going to start it off here with Duchess R on our live chat. She says that, because this is all going to be for the next episode. Predictions is all about, you can see the preview, who is going to align with who. There's a power struggle, there's handshakes, people are paying each other money, all this kinds of shit. So, fake money. So, Duchess here on the live chat says that Sydney, Kyle, Scott, and Ty, alliance post-merge. Which I think is very interesting. I think she is calling it straight up. I am curious to see, though, if Ty would stick together with the other beauties that's on there, Nick and the other two girls that's left.
Yeah, it's going to be...
So that's my prediction.
I like it. It's definitely going to be interesting. The merge always is. I'll say the one thing I know is that Scott and Jason are going to be reunited.
Yes.
They're going to tag team back up.
And they're definitely going to have Sydney with them.
They're
we know
have
that.
Sydney. Maybe they're going to have, who knows who they're going to bring into that, but that's going to be a formidable duo. You know, Jason and Scott, they got each other's back, and now they've made it to the merge. They've got Sydney, who's kind of, Sydney's playing a good game right now.
She's doing a great game.
Everybody kind of likes her. She's not in the front. She's
not in the back.
She's good. I mean, you know, she's a sleeper. So, Sydney, you're doing really well.
Yep.
We like that. Again, that is episode 6, Player Go Home. And for tonight, it was time to go home, Peter.
Yeah. All done.
Guys, Paige is back next week. We missed her. Thank you for joining us. Thank you to Zach, our engineer. You can catch me on social media at Mike Rips, my co-host.
Guys, my name is Jakob Winnings. You can catch me all over social media at Jakob Winnings. Thanks for watching.
Thanks again, guys. We'll see you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.